ahead and go on to 5 in our report. So we start off with Texas Water Development Board. Today we have our new regular member Alexis, and we're also fortunate to have Director Franks and his chief of staff with us. Any of and all of y'all are welcome to pile on right now.
Right. Well, I guess I'll start. So a lot of my updates are things that we've already talked about, but I'll just go through them just to make sure we hit. So task 5B items from the March and April deliverables are currently under review. We will reach out with any requests for information, and we'll also inform you when those deliverables have been found to be administratively complete. Tech memo, we believe we can get those to y'all by the end of summer. And then our newsletter covering events, emails from December, from March 2025 to March 2026 was sent out on 3/25. This is also available in our second cycle documents page. And then we have a chair's conference call coming up. Regional Flood Planning intends to host an upcoming chair's conference call on a date and time to be determined. We will share additional details when we have more information. Amendments. So the TWDB board has approved 14 second amended 2023 regional flood plans for regions 1 and 3 through 15 on March 31st, 2026. The information from these amendments will be integrated into an amended 2024 state flood plan, which we hope will be ready early next year. And then last but not least, we do have a payment request questionnaire that we will be sending to y'all, just in case y'all have any questions about anything that might be confusing or anything like that. I'm just trying to make everything pretty streamlined, trying to get all the regions on board. So probably be sending that out to y'all probably.
You'll say anything, sir?
Yes, so I'm Brady Franks. I'm the second newest member of the Water Development Board. I've been there for about 7 months now, and obviously getting into a lot of the different parts that we do at the agency, but I just want to say thank you very much for participating in this. Oftentimes being part of a regional group can be a very thankless job, and you'll have a lot of work to do and sorting through lots of different projects. And so I just wanted to say from our perspective, thank you. Without y'all, the work that we do couldn't be possible. And providing all these projects, and it's really a great benefit to us to have all these different things. I know that obviously the need is far outpaced by the funding available, but just the fact that we have identified all these projects and ones that just aren't in Houston that are across the state. And you had kind of spoken to it a little bit well, but the changes that we made in the FIF IEP were intended to ensure that every region was able to provide some projects as well as changing some of the grant makeup so that some smaller, less wealthy entities can participate as well. We heard some of that feedback from the last time. And so, obviously we focus a lot on water supply, but as Prop 4 begins, we get that $1 billion a year, how much we're able to provide for flood will be a big part of that conversation. And so the work y'all do will become even that much more necessary in a year or so. Prop 4 begins this 2 years, I guess. So thank you for everything y'all do.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I have a comment or question.
For Water Development Board?
Yeah. For the Water Development Board. Mm-hmm. So I represent the small communities, and they all ask me, when is the money going to flow? When is Texas Water Development Board going to approve, cut out whatever funds are going to be allocated and the money start flowing towards the projects? Do y'all have any update on that? Yeah, no project specifically, but just when is the money going to start flowing so projects can, evaluations and projects can begin? Just a general outline.
So the next IEP, we're in the public comment stage, and then we'll start accepting applications for that. What's number
About 312
million. For that IEP. So that will kind of take us through the next year or two.
Okay, neat. That's something. So 312 million.
Yeah.
Is going to be applied to the 2024 plan?
And update. And updates.
Okay.
So 670 million is already out in the state plan. I mean, some of that predated the state flood plan because the state flood plan process.
And that probably went to the technical consultants for all the different regions, right?
Or is that FMEs, okay. FMPs, and FMSs. Yeah, so that amount has been committed. So Some of it may not be in pockets yet, but so I've been approved by the board to go out. So there's a there has been funding there. It's been slow, but there's 312.
And that will kind of take us to the end of what the legislature has provided us in terms of funding before Prop 4 kicks in. And, you know, we're having those conversations for when fiscal year 2028 hits, kind of what is the mix for flood funding?
So there's no other triggers that the legislature has to pull to release the money?
Not that 312 that we were talking about.
Okay, correct.
Yeah.
And then, Anthony, remember, they also lasered out the money that they just sent for rural, right? So some of the money, if we're doing the three projects, then our, what is it, like three-ish million that came to our region, where the Water Development Board is self-performing, right? So there was an extra pot of money to try to address some of that concern, because in that first cycle, yeah, rural kind of got left out because just nobody knew how to get to the starting line, right? So they lasered out that money and put money in each region, and then those are, I guess, in the same process, right? They've started, where'd the Water Development Board?
They started the first two.
Started the first two.
Over the 5 years, I'll go through the rest of that list. So, and those are a lot of the communities you're probably interacting with.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that was it about three million?
A little over three, I think.
And that's just for, yeah, only for rural communities, only in Lower Brazos. That's a big chunk of money to get through some of those. So some of those things are kind of overlapping, which is awesome. And I think one key thing that the director mentioned that we all got to be aware of, when the big money comes that we all voted on, for good and for bad, now flood gets to play in the water buckets. We're not our own little stepchild, but now we're a stepchild in the bucket. So we got to realize that everybody out there is fighting for drought dollars. If we're not vocal in flood, we're gonna be back to crumbs. And so there is a huge allocation, and that money is coming that the ledge has put out there, and that's going to come through kind of a continual process. But now we're in the game with everybody else. And so we're going to have to continue to be vocal. And as we go forward, Ryan specifically mentioned, for example, we have this opportunity as flood groups to put recommendations forward to the ledge. Maybe one of those recommendations should be is there's a minimum carve out in the bucket for flood so that we don't just get run over while everybody's trying to make drinking water reservoirs.
I find it interesting that you're talking about flooding and droughting at the same time. Yeah. And the solution to that is storage. So, you know, if you store the flood, now you have water for the droughts. But that's another bigger discussion.
Right. And that's the idea, right? The idea was if we unify more of these discussions,
correct,
and find some opportunities to, optimize both storage. So it's out there. We're moving. We're doing a lot of good things in the right direction. But to your point and everybody else's, there's still a lot of need. And we've got to have to keep pushing. And long after everybody's forgotten, you know, the horrible floods that happened, you know, last July, we need to keep hammering away. So, do you have any other questions?
Nope. That
anything else, sir?
Awesome.
Okay. So that brings us to 5-2 and our regional planning sponsor, Pam.
Do you have any updates?
No updates. Way to go. Other than she wants to get paid. So, yes, she likes your survey.
I'll
5.3 for the chair. You know, we're going to talk about upcoming meetings, and I think we have officer elections coming. Apparently, I have a chair call. Remember, we're going into sort of a normal cycle now, so we're going to every other month. So when you have your June 1 hour that you're not going to be spending quality time with me on your screen, maybe think about reading Chapter 3 or turning in some comments on your IUP. You know, take advantage of that extra hour and keep thinking about flood. And with that,